tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a model.
I
want
to
be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I
want
to be a model.
Hello, boys and girls, to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour. We're so thrilled that you're with us from Blake Radio Network. Well, I know that you're warming up because it is certainly getting cold outside. You're definitely feeling it. And also, it is getting darker sooner. So I know that you are ready to come in, and we want to thank you. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandma, nana, grandpa, poppy, aunts and uncles, people who just plain care. We are thrilled that you are inside, coming inside, because it's getting dark. And of course, we have this song that we usually also play, because I know that you don't want to come in because you're having so much fun. And we have, today we have Starfish, and we also have our youth. Oh, boys and girls, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Wow, it sounds like they're having so much fun. And I wonder what you're doing too, boys and girls. We also have, of course, our person that's always here is Starfish. Let's hear from Starfish too, because she's coming in also in the evening. It's a different time for her.
Hello, boys and girls. How's everyone doing out there? I know you're getting ready to see your family. It is a time of giving, a time of sharing, and a time of caring. I can't wait to start our show. Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories always loves to thank Blake Radio. Tonight is a very, very special evening. We have our own youth co-host. Aunt Jewel, can you introduce her?
Well, it's not quite evening for her because she's coming from California, and we are on the East Coast now, so it's dark. So she might not be quite ready for bed like we are going to be, but we want to hear from her. Are you there? Introduce yourself to the boys and girls. Dequila, do we hear you? Are you coming in from outside? Are you still inside? Hello?
Thank you, Liz.
Oh, hi. This is Aunt Jewel. How are you doing? Tell the boys and girls your name. We're so glad that you joined us. And you can just speak up just a little louder.
Hi.
Oh, we hear you now. Okay, tell them your name and you're from where? From Mississippi or from California or New Orleans? Where are you from? Let them know a little bit about you.
I'm Tawila Orman. I'm from California, Anaheim, California.
question. Do you go to college?
No.
What grade are you in, Tequila?
I'm in eighth grade.
Wow, eighth grade, and you have a lot of things to share with us today, because this time we're having a topic, boys and girls, moms and dads, on giving thanks, because it's going to be a very special time. And I know that with you, because I've talked with your mommy, and she said that this is special time. Well, of course, your family always has special times. It's Thanksgiving. So what do you usually do for Thanksgiving?
I usually go with my family, have a dinner.
Do you prepare or getting ready? You have family? You have only two people in your family? How many people is usually in your family?
A lot.
I know. I know over 30.
I have like two big brothers, no sisters.
Right, so she has a lot of cousins, which she's not saying anything about.
What was that?
And you have lots of cousins that come around too, and aunts and uncles and family and friends that come around and do so many special things.
Yes, I have many cousins and aunts and uncles.
Right, you
we
do.
Always like watch
say it again.
We always get together.
Say it again.
We always get together and like watch TV, play games. Stuff.
Right, and that's what makes family really fun. And Thanksgiving gives you the opportunity to be able to bring all the family together and to be able to share and just show your love and your life. And all the joy in having friendship. And sometimes you haven't seen some of the family members for a long time. And this gives you a wonderful gathering because you're all able to come together from far and near, sit down at the table, and have a great big feast.
Yes.
And one of the things that you have to do in order to get ready is listen to Aunt Jules' bedtime stories. And what we do is help all the boys and girls and all your cousins and all your friends who come over next Thursday preparing for bed. So usually we show them a bedtime list. Have you ever made a bedtime list, Kayla?
No.
Do you even have an idea what a bedtime list is?
No.
Well, a bedtime list will kind of give you, it's almost like a shopping list. All the things that you need to be able to do, you put them in an itemize them down so that you don't forget. One of the things that you need to do is make sure that you have pajamas. I know that probably when you were younger, you probably had very special pajamas that you wore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what some of the boys and girls do. I know that Jaden, one of the things that he likes to do is wear his Superman costume. And we had Faden, who has a ballerina costume, and she likes to do it. So why don't we just listen to this list to find out some of the things that we need to do? Here we go.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do.
Check that off your list. With PJs on, I dress
Now, boys and girls, that's a list. And I know that you're going to share that list when you have your cousins and your friends come over for Thanksgiving. So, Zuhila, now do you know what a bedroom list is? Bedtime
yes.
list is?
Yes.
So you'll be able to share that with even your younger cousins when they come over and ask them, did you make sure that you brushed your teeth? Do you have your favorite teddy bear? Did you get your water? Or did you take your bath? So now you know what that is.
Yes.
Now, the other thing that Thanksgiving does is it gives us an opportunity to think, give thanks for things that we like. And things might be just even having your mommy and daddy and telling them how much you're so thankful for them, or your teacher, or certain things you have, or being able to talk about your pets and how much you appreciate them today. So, what are some of the things that you're thankful for?
I am thankful for my mom and my dad and my friends, family. Yeah.
Great. Emily, is that a special friend?
Who?
Emily? Did you say Emily?
No.
Oh. Was there any special friends that you have or cousins that you would like to let them know how thankful you are and happy? Well, you want to make a list. Is there any of the school that you want to thank or mention? We call that shout-outs here.
Okay, well, I would like to thank my friend Rachel, Michelle, Kelly, Yvonne, and everybody else.
Okay, and do you have any? Also, we also had talked about, and I'm sure they're thrilled that you even recognize them and have a lot of fun when you see them. And you probably do a lot of things together. But the other thing, too, I wanted to ask you, your bedtime list, what is your favorite thing that you like to do? Now, you heard us read our bedtime list earlier, so what's the things that you like to do?
I like to, before I go to bed, I like to brush my teeth, put on my pajamas, go into the shower, and then just get cozy in my bed.
Well, I get warm and cozy, especially putting on some warm house shoes. And now that the weather is getting colder, it certainly feels good to be able to have a warm blanket and a real fluffy pillow.
Yes.
I think also you're going to share a book with us, and it is called what?
Me Too,
is
Iguana.
Is the name of your book?
Yes. It's called Me Too, Iguana.
Right, and would you like to share that with the boys and girls? And
yes.
Tell them the name of the name of it, which we just heard, and who wrote it.
Jacqueline Renach.
Okay. We're ready when you are. Boys and girls, are you ready? Do you have your favorite teddy bear right next to you? Or it might even be a doll. But get ready. I know that you are already hugging your grandma, and you've already given your mommy and daddy a kiss. So, boys and girls, let's hear the Iguana book.
Me Too, Iguana. Iguana had a lovely green color and a long buggy tail, and an apartment and a balcony with a tree growing on it. But Iguana wasn't satisfied with her lovely green color or her bumpy tail or anything else she had. Whatever anybody else had, she wanted to. At the supermarket, Iguana saw Elephant, the manager, lifting cans of soup with her trunk. A trunk, cried Iguana. Me too, I want a trunk too. So Iguana went home and cut a piece of rubber hose. She painted it gray and tied it to the nose. Good, said Iguana. Now I have a chose too. At the barbershop, Iguana saw Lion getting his mane trimmed. A mane? Cried Iguana. Me too, I want a mane too. So Iguana went home and stuck a lot of thick yellow wool all over her head. Good, said Iguana. Now I have a chunk and mane too. At the car wash, Iguana watched Zebra taking a shower. His black and white stripes gleamed in the sunlight. Stripes, cried Iguana. Me too, I want stripes too. So Iguana went home to make some stripes. On the way, Iguana saw a goose taking a nap. Her feathers were flapping in the breeze. Feathers, cried Iguana. Me too, I want feathers too. So Iguana went home to make stripes like Zebra and feathers like goose. First, she opened two jars of paint. She took a wide brush and painted stripes on her side. Then she shipped the feathers out of an old pillow and glued them onto her back. Good, said Iguana. Now I have a trunk, a mane, and stripes and feathers too. Everybody wondered what Iguana was doing. Why was she imitating them? Oh, worried Walrus. This could get to be a problem. At the post office, Dork was flying in with his air mail delivery. Flying, cried Iguana. Me too, I want to fly too. So she went home to figure out how to fly to make memes. Oh, this is a problem, said Walrus. Iguana couldn't fly. She'll hurt herself. Everybody agreed to this. Me too. Business had to stop before it was too late. But how? Why would a nice iguana with a lovely green color and the lungs of its tail, one trunk, a mane, and stripes, and all the rest, like, asked Lion. Why? Everybody wondered. Because, said Zebra, she must think that a trunk and a mane and stripes and all the rest are better. But how do we stop her? Wondered Elephant. That's a good question, said Stork. Everybody thought and whispered and scratched heads. Finally, they had a plan. They wrote a letter. Stork dropped the letter on Iguana's balcony. Everybody come to a costume party at the playground, it said. All costumes must be kept secret. No talking about them. Iguana forgot all about wanting to fly. A costume party, she cried. Me too. Everybody will be there. I'll be there too. But what will I do for my costume, she cried. I want to wear what everybody else is wearing too. When it was time for the party, Iguana still didn't have the costume. She sneaked into the playground and hid behind the tree in the distance behind the swings. She saw a flash of green near the jungle gym and saw another flash of green. But the fountain, a flash of green, what was going on? Oh, nobody has a trunk, cried Iguana. Quickly, she took off her trunk. Oh, nobody has a mane, she cried. She pulled off her mane. Oh, nobody has stripes. Nobody has feathers. Iguana whipped off the stripes and pulled off feathers. Then she moved closer to get a better look. Everybody's costume was lovely in color. Everybody had a long fluffy tail. Everybody was dressed as an iguana. Come join the party, they called. You're dressed perfectly. But I'm not wearing a costume, cried Iguana. This is just plain me. Then Stork said, there's a prize for the best iguana and a prize goes to, he turned slowly around, the prize goes to Iguana. You have the loveliest, greenest colors, smiles, throat, sort. You have the longest, bumpiest tail. Congratulations. We all think you're wonderful just the way you are. Yes, said Iguana, very surprised. I do. The end. And that was it.
What did you like about the book?
I liked when they all decided to do a plan for her. Costume party.
Right, and she also got a chance to find out that even though she didn't think things would be quite the way that she wanted them to, other people agreed with her, and they liked what she had on.
Yes.
So you don't have to try to be like someone else. You can be yourself. You can be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, and they appreciate that a lot. Has that ever happened to you where you try to be something else or try to wear something else that you might not, you liked what you had on but you weren't too sure, so you thought, well, I'll dress just like them? Or have you just shared what you had and were thrilled about it?
Yes, I've done that once before when I was young.
And what happened? What was your experience?
Not to be like everybody else, just to be myself.
And that was definitely a good moment when you found out that you can be you and it's okay. And other people like it.
Yes.
Okay. That, I thank you so much for reading that book, and I think all the boys and girls got the message. They got the message from the book as well as they got the message from you. And now I think that we're going to play the bathtub song, because some of the boys and girls don't like taking baths. Don't know if you ever felt that way, but here we go.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale, it's my bath time. Ba 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 bubbly bubble. Whoa, 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 silky bubble. In my tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub. Every part of me, it's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh, it's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. Whoa, 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 silky
floating above his head. Floating above his head. When Felix came down to have breakfast, his mom was in a hurry. Now, I bet you boys and girls, you know what that means. I've got a meeting this morning, and it's almost time to go. Anna, sit still. Felix slips, and choco wheat scatters across the floor. Felix, yells his mom, you should have used the stool to reach that. Felix could feel his bucket tip, and the big invisible drip spill out. Drip, drip. Anna laughs as she crunches the cereal with her shoes. Drip, get the broom and clean that up before you miss the bus, scold Mom. Now, when the school bus honking, Felix quickly swept up the choco wheats and grabbed the last blueberry muffin. But before he could even take one bite, Buster the dog jumped up and grabbed his muffin from his hand. Drip. Oh, another part of the bucket is emptying. Oh. Burst in the door after school. He shouted, "You were right, Grandpa. I do have a bucket, and I understand how it works." Then he saw Anna's torn doll. Bad dog, he almost scolded. But then he thought, dogs might have an invisible bucket too. Your doll will be okay, Anna, said Felix. Mom will fix her. Wah, wah. Until then, do you want to help me build the tallest building in the world with my blocks? And so they did. And they got a bucket full of water, because all of those good deeds and all of the good comments brought those things instead of saying things that weren't quite so nice. So that is what you do, and that's what you recognize and you give thanks for, because those are the things that make you feel so good inside. So boys and girls, do you have a full bucket? Are you helping someone fill their bucket, or are you helping them spill it all out? I'm thrilled that you are able to do that. And Thanksgiving lets us know what usually happens. All of you all ready? You ready for that turkey? Ready for that dressing? Or pumpkin pie, or maybe the cranberry sauce. It certainly is good. Make sure you have an empty stomach when you come for Thanksgiving Day.
There's turkey in the oven, the mashed potatoes bubbling, watching football with our family and our friends. We smell the food a cooking, and Grandpa keeps a looking. Grandma pushes him out of the kitchen again. The little cousins, they all zoom, screaming loud from room to room. We don't seem to care as they all play. Cause we know that like an autumn breeze, the years blow by and these memories are something we hold on to every day. There's nothing like the spirit of Thanksgiving. Reminds us of the love that we all share. It's more than just a meal. It's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there. Now we pile it on our plate, looks like a miniature buffet. So many different foods all sitting in one place. And the gravy covers all just like a tiny waterfall. Somehow I shove it all into my face. And the men begin to quibble as the talking turns political. And Grandma puts a stop to the arguing. Then the women talk about families, and that's when everyone agrees it's a total family gathering. There's nothing like the spirit of Thanksgiving. Reminds us
because of the love that we all share. It's more than just a meal, it's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there. No one is moving there. We all vow we'll never eat again. The uncles all are snoozing as our football team is losing, and we're cruising from the shot of tryptophan. Then we smell the coffee dripping, then everyone is sipping, 'cause we all know what's coming very soon. Every sugary surprise, apple, pumpkin, pecan pie, somehow I don't know how we made the room. There's nothing like the spirit of Thanksgiving. Reminds us of the love that we all share. It's more than just a meal, it's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there. It's more than just a meal, it's more like how you feel when everyone you love is sitting there.
Boys and girls, that is definitely, boys and girls, that is definitely what Thanksgiving's all about. It's not just eating your food, but who's there. And Tequila, when you have all of your family right there at the table and all of your cousins come and your aunts and your mom all fix this wonderful, wonderful meal, what do you usually think?
What do I usually think?
Yes, when you're sitting there and all your cousins are there and you're getting ready to eat Thanksgiving dinner.
I usually think. I didn't really hear it.
Whatever one you want to answer.
Oh.
It's okay with us.
I usually think about the food.
And how good it is, I bet.
Yes.
Do you help your mommy at all, your aunts, prepare any of the food?
Yes, I get, me and my cousins, we usually get the table and stuff ready.
Oh, so you set the table?
Yes, or sometimes we'll help make.
Oh, wow. What's your favorite thing to make?
Well, usually whatever they want to make, and then we just help them.
Okay. Oh, great, great. But it makes you feel really special when you know, you sit down at the table, and you know that you did something to help Thanksgiving and to make it enjoyable for everyone. Yeah, it really makes you feel really good. And that's like what one of the stories that we were talking about with how full is your bucket, that every time you did something that was really nice and compliments and giving those, how is that? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good.
And do you have a hard time when you see something that you like or something that someone's done, how is it for you? Is it real hard for you to tell them, or you like telling them? What kinds of things happen to you when you see your cousins or your mom or dad and you have a compliment you would like to give them? Do you give it, or do you share it with others, or do you just keep it to yourself?
No, I'll give it to them.
Right, it's... And that's what we were talking about with how full is your bucket. It makes you feel so good when you let someone know how you feel about it. And just, it also makes them aware of what everyone else is thinking or how they're doing. When the teacher comes to you and, right, exactly, when you write a paper and the teacher comes to you and tells you that was the best paper that we read in the whole classroom. You must have worked all night on it. Makes you feel really good. Or if you tell someone, I think that the outfit that you have on really looks good on you. And Starfish is going to read this book on the giving tree that talks about giving compliments and even receiving them and what even happens to you. And she has a song, too, that talks about the giving tree. Just to let us kind of know what that is. And we're so glad, Tequila, that you're here today. Here's the giving tree.
Hey, everybody, meet me in the garden. Bring your shovel.
Okay. Tequila, is this how it is when all your family gets together? Just real happy, fun time.
Come and plant
a
tree with me. A beautiful giving tree.
Because when you take care of things, whether it's giving compliments or giving it water or even going to bed, we are going to find out what that means, the giving tree. And Starfish is going to read and share with you, boys and girls, the giving tree.
Giving. Giving is so grand. Although giving sounds like a small word, looks like a small word, it means such a large, large, big deal. And it could sometimes change someone's life. I'm going to read The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. The Giving Tree, the publisher of The Giving Tree, is HarperCollins. Once there was a tree, and she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come, and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play kings of the forest. He would climb up her trunk and swing from her branches and eat her apples, and they would play hide and go seek. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy so loved the tree very much. And the tree was happy. But time went by. The boy grew older. And the tree was often alone. Then one day the boy came up to the tree. And the tree said, "Come, boy, come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat my apples and play in my shade and be happy." "I'm too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I only have leaves and apples. Here, take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you'll have money and you'll be happy." And so the boy climbed up to the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time. And the tree was sad. And then one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy, and she said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and be so very merry and happy." "I'm too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife, and I want children, and so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house, but you may cut off my branches and build a house. Then you will be happy." And so the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house. The tree was happy, but the boy stayed away for a long, long time. And when he came back, the tree was so happy, she could hardly speak. Come, boy, she whispered. Come, boy, she whispered. Come and play. "I'm too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat? Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy." And so the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really. After a long time, the boy came back again. "I'm sorry, boy," said the tree. "I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone. My teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them." "I'm too old to swing on the branches," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb." "I'm too old, too tired to climb," said the boy. "I'm sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish that I can give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't need very much now, said the boy. Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I'm very tired. Well, said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could. Well, an old stump is a good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down and rest. And the boy did. And the tree was happy. The end. Wow. Have you ever climbed a tree, Tequila? Well,
yes,
I know she... You have?
Yes.
Oh, were there apples in the tree?
No.
Well, I cannot even imagine doing all that stuff to the tree, but the tree was certainly giving and gave everything off of her back, including almost her back for the boat. But in the end, he came back because what was most important, it was spending the time with the tree. And over this Thanksgiving, boys and girls, and also you with your family, Tequila, and our family here, spending time and giving time is the most valuable and meaningful thing that you can do. Right on, Jewel?
Oh, it definitely is. We really do enjoy having Tequila share her story with me, the iguana. Thank you so much. And I know your family is going to enjoy you with helping them out, because that's something that all boys and girls should do. Do the same thing that Tequila is doing with her mom and dad. It will make it a lot easier, and you'll feel happy too because you took a part of it. We also thank you for sharing, and we hope to see and hear from you again. So thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've put a lot of the boys and girls together, because I know that they're getting ready to sleep. So thank you for closing their eyes.
You're welcome.
We're going to. Thank you, too. Starfish says bye, too, to you.
You're great, Tequila. You're a great youth co-host. Please come back again.
I will.
Good. Good. And we now have a lot of boys and girls, Starfish, that are already falling off to sleep. And I think that we've done our great job. We have that song that's wonderful that is with Ray Correll, Just Like a Star, Corrine Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
girls, I want to thank you so much for So, boys and girls, thank you so much for joining us today. And have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. This is the time for you to give. Family all together. So thank you. And make sure that you tell everyone that you see and your family and friends that you appreciate them. So thank you for joining us in Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Starfish and Tequila. Thank you so much again for being here. And of course, this is Blake Radio Network, and we're waiting to see you next Sunday. Oh. Don't eat too much. Gobble, gobble. Ready for your cousins, your grandma and your grandpa, aunts and uncles, to share your house? I know you are. And of course, we can't forget our pets. They want to eat too.
Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart.
And from Aunt Jewel, Bedtime Stories. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Off to Granny's house.